Welcome back to ZA Confidential, the podcast where we sip and slurp and have a good time, have a good chat, and hopefully find and enjoy some decent products of the world of wine and all sorts of other booze. And I say this because today we are trying a different sort of booze, a cider. But before we find out what we're drinking, we better find out who is drinking. Our guest tasters today are Jeff Osborne from Gumtree, Chris Gilmore, who is a writer and analyst, a broadcaster, all sorts of stuff, Mike Schussler, one of our best-known economists, and, of course, the man who will be doing all the hard work today, Michael Olivier, food and wine guru. Michael, what have you brought along for us to taste today?
John, I've brought a bottle of cider. It's called Loxtonia. It's made in the Ceres Valley. They have a range of ciders. This one is the crispy apple cider. The ciders are made traditionally by pressing fresh apples. Some ciders in this country are made from apple concentrate. So they know exactly which apples they're using, from which orchards they come, and why they particularly want to use them for specific ciders. This one, I think it's a beautiful sort of wheaten colour. Lovely little bubbles coming up to the surface. And it's really all about apples. I think it's got a lovely sort of almost Granny Smith nose to it. And then the palate is just an absolute joy of apple. It's got 5% alcohol, which means it's slightly stronger than most beers. But I think it's a delicious cider. I've used it in cooking. It's wonderful with a sort of Normandy type dish with chicken and apples and lots of tarragon and cream. You can make a sort of like a summer sangria from it as well. Really, really nice cider.
Well, I have to say, I'm very pleasantly surprised. As you know, Mike, I spent 3 years studying in Bristol. And as you probably know, they have scrumpy bars there.
Yeah.
Some really rough, and I found it quite difficult to drink cider. This is wonderfully light and pleasant and likeable. You could drink this all afternoon, fall over, snore for a while, and then get back and drink it all evening. I love it. I'm very, very pleasantly surprised.
Good.
Jeff Osborne.
Yeah, like yourself, John, in the early 80s, in my oil company days, I spent 2 weeks down in Tasmania, which is also very much cider country.
You only had oil for company. Great water you drank.
Great viscosity, really clear. But what I do recall was I had one of the worst hangovers I've ever had in my life after a particular trip there. But this is delightful, I must agree. I concur with the Granny Smith sort of flavour to it. But it's also not too dry. I think it's nice and fruity.
Yeah.
Very, very smooth, great thirst quencher.
Yes.
I could certainly drink this on a summer's approaching. I think it could be a great late afternoon thirst quencher.
Yeah.
But at 5% alcohol, perhaps if one has too much of it, it might come up equally as well as it goes down.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, on that elegant note, Chris Gilmore.
Shall I bring the tone of the proceedings right now? First of all, I think we have, Michael, you touched on it. In South Africa, the generic term of cider applies to a whole bunch of things that have nothing to do with cider. So like for Reds, for example, it's a beer and with an apple flavour. It's called cider, and it's nothing of the kind. This is magic. Mm. This really is quite stunning. I mean, you could almost get away with thinking this was a kind of sweetish sparkling wine. Mm. Because it's beautiful, absolutely wonderful. I remember back in the 80s, I used to drink half beer, half cider. It was called the snake bite. And it had the effect... I must tell you. But this really is something else. As you say, the light colour, and this is one of the most sophisticated ciders I think I've ever drunk. It's lovely.
Mike?
No, I'll join the rest of the crowd and say I haven't drank a cider like this in South Africa ever. I don't like cider. This is what I do love, I must say. I'd remind, if everybody's going back in time, it reminds me of a place in Germany called Trier, where they have as part of one of the festivals, they have apple wine, which is like a bit soury wine, if you think about it. And I've also got a feeling that it's not quite as sour, certainly not, but it's definitely crisp, definitely low on sugars, I think, than your normal ciders. I think your normal ciders are much higher in sugar, so they'll give you a bigger headache. So your snake won't bite as much here, but I do believe your snake bite. But I do believe this is very unique. I was very, very skeptical because I came for a wine tasting and then they brought cider and I thought, am I at the right place? But having said that, it does have some...
Bugger off.
John, you know, it's a brilliant invite. I've never had a cider in South Africa that is quite like this. There's no doubt.
You know, you're always thoroughly welcome, Mike.
Yeah, most ciders are not welcome with me.
Well, from Mike to Michael. Michael, where is the niche in the market for this? Is there a target drinker for this, or is it just anyone and everyone?
I honestly don't know, but I think this is the sort of drink that will appeal hugely to young people. There's a great sort of exploration factor with the youth, and I think that this is absolutely perfect for that market. Then again, I think people, you know, in their mid-40s, people in their 60s and 70s would enjoy drinking this just as much.
Yeah, and what sort of occasion? Does it go with food?
It does. As I said, this sort of Normandy chicken with apple and little peeled potatoes and onion and lots of cream is a stunning dish. You can actually put some cider into the dish itself because, you know, the Normans don't have any vineyards, so they use apple and calvados and these kind of things. But certainly it goes with food. I have become lately more and more convinced that white wine is better with cheese than red wine. Mm-hmm. And I think that this cider would go really well with a nice sort of creamy, hard cheese. There's a new cheese that's just come out called Tom de Waterkloof, and it's made by Healy's in Somerset West. A really lovely, creamy cheese. And this would be an absolutely perfect pivot to that, or to a mild goat's cheese. I would even perhaps go for a nice soft Gorgonzola as well.
Jeff, before tasting this, would you have popped out and bought a cider? And after tasting it, might you pop out and buy a cider? And what would you do with it apart from having a glug?
Most certainly I'm going to get some of this. I want to, you know, pay strict attention to the label and find out where it's available. But in terms of food, I'm thinking of a complement of pizza very nicely.
Yes.
Mm. You know, I'm thinking of pizza with pineapple on top of it.
Absolutely.
A mixture of flavours and what have you.
Yeah.
I think it would go down particularly well. But, John, I'm going to get some of this. I think I agree. It's certainly the best I've ever had. Not only of a local, but of a cider. I think it's delightful.
Pizza with pineapple.
Yes,
absolutely.
My daughter introduced me to that.
Well, it's been nice seeing you, Jeff. Have a safe drive home. Chris, again, this isn't something that would normally find its way into my shopping cart. By the way, Michael, is this something you could buy at a supermarket in South Africa?
No.
It's very strange. But from a bottle store supermarket, probably then.
Yes. This is definitely your bottle shop purchase.
So not that particularly difficult to get hold of.
I think I'd go out and buy it. I'm not sure what it would go with. I would agree with the cheeses. I love cheese and I love pizza, so I would agree with both. Maybe it is a something that goes with white stuff, like white meat, fish. Maybe not fish. It's too sparkly for fish. But, yeah, cheese, chicken, maybe a bit of pork.
You like pineapple on your pizza, do you?
Not so much. No. I'll just have the Four Seasons normally.
Well, I think having ruined the tone of the discussion with pineapple, we should rapidly draw to a close. But many thanks to our tasters today, to Jeff Osborne, to Chris Gilmore, to Mike Schussler, and of course to Michael Olivier, who will be reminding us again what we've been tasting.
We've been tasting Loxtonia cider, and the version we've tasted today is the crispy apple cider.
And I loved it. I'm John Fraser, and that was ZA Confidential.